Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Message to Christ Church, where Pastor Sylvia Staples is the senior pastor for the Message to Christ Church. We thank you for joining in with us this morning. We thank you for joining in with us this morning. This is our Touch and Agree week. We ask that you invite others to join in with us this morning on the line by giving them our teleconference line number of 641-715-3670. And the access code is 420-123-POUND. Again, we thank you for joining in with us. We would also like to give you our information pertaining to the ministry. If you would like to contact our ministry, we would like for you to contact us by way of email at messageofchrist@yahoo.com. You can give us a call at area code 773-609-2071. You can leave us a voicemail or a text message. And you can also get in touch with us and find out more information regarding the ministry by going to our website at messageofchrist.net. Again, that's messageofchrist.net. You can also mail into the ministry by mailing to Message of Christ Church, P.O. Box 390-762, Chicago, Illinois, 60639. Also want to share with you that and give you some important dates for events that will be going on with the Message of Christ Church for the month of October. On October 8th, 2016, at 12 o'clock p.m. through 3 o'clock p.m., we will be at the Wicker Park Library, located at 1707 North Milwaukee Avenue. Again, the location is 1707 North Milwaukee Avenue for the Victorious Women's Conference. We invite you all to join us. That's in the Chicagoland area. If you'd like to travel and come, you're welcome as well. If you would like to meet us there, we ask that you send us a text to our ministry line number at 773-609-2071. And also, we would like for you to meet the Message of Christ Church in Cairo, Illinois, the weekend of October 22nd through the 23rd. October 22nd through the 23rd. That will be Cairo, Illinois. Message of Christ Church will be with Pastor Jordan. So it is a revival for the churches. So want all churches to attend. It's a revival for all church ministries. We would like for you to text us again at our teleconference line number, at our ministry line number to receive more information pertaining to the revival that will be going forth in Cairo to get more information. We also would like to thank those that have sold into the ministry. We are sowing into the number nine. You all have until the end of this month. If you can, as soon as possible, text our ministry line number and let Pastor know that you will be sowing into the ministry so she can be putting your name on the prayer list. Again, we're suing into the nine. Again, we thank you for joining in with us this morning. We're just going to draw our minds in and go to God in prayer. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, telling you thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up early this morning, Father God, to seek your face, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us grace and mercy this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for just allowing us to wake up and see another day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're able to feel, smell, touch, taste, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for all of our five senses, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the portion of our health and strength that we have, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that we were able to call in and dial in to mega prayer this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for every good and perfect gift comes from you, Father God. Let us not take anything for granted, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we are able to breathe, oh, Father God. We are able to move and have our being in you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for just being a healer, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for being our protector, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for being our strength and our redeemer, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for being our trust, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we thank you for being our strength, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. When we are weak, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we can have our perfect strength in you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for keeping us covered in your blood, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are lifting up our children before you today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to keep them covered in your blood, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, and we ask that you continue to protect them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, from seen and unseen danger, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you just continue to keep our children, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Keep them covered in your blood, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that don't know you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, help them come to the knowledge of knowing you, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that you touch the parents, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If they're not training up their children in the way they should go, as when they get old, they won't depart, oh Father God. We ask that you begin to touch the parents, oh God, that they will begin to train up their children in the way they should go, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that children won't depart, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you just continue to keep our children, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they go travel to and fro, Father God, to school, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, wherever they go, Father God, we ask that you continue to keep them and protect them, Father God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you let them know, oh God, that you are with them, Lord God, never leaving them, never forsaking them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for all of the children today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you said, suffer the little children to come unto me, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you for each and every child, oh God, each and every children, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift them up before you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you share love abroad in their hearts, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you soften their hearts, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that some of our children have hardened hearts, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you soften their hearts, Father God. Give them a heart of flesh, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill their hearts with your love, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for our children, Lord God. We thank you for our children, Lord God. They bring us so much joy, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, because they do display love, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that they are receptive of love, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. oh God. We ask that you just touch us, oh God, in a mighty way, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will suffer the children to come unto us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And just let us begin to train them up, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, even if we're not their parents, oh Father God, and we come in contact with children, oh Father God, let us begin to train them up, oh God, if we see them doing wrong, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, and let them be receptive, oh God. Let them not be disobedient children, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they won't live out half of their days, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for allowing our children to be obedient, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, obedient to their mothers and their fathers, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that they are obedient, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that they are obedient to their teachers, oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whoever, oh, God, that you have put them around, oh, God, they are obedient, oh, God. Those that are their elders, oh, God, they are respectful, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We lift you up, God. We continue to magnify your name, Lord God. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen, and thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Again, it's our Touch and Agree week, and we are lifting up our children and touching and agreeing for our children today. I do have a couple of scriptures that I wanted to read for your hearing, and you can share them with your children. And this first one is coming from Psalm 23, because we want our children to know that they don't have to worry or they don't have to fret, because God is with them. We want them to know that God is with them through all the things that is going on in the world today, that they don't have to be fearful, and they have to know that God is with them. So I want you to share with them Psalms 23 and 4, where it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And verse 5, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." Verse 6 says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And then we're going to go to Psalms 37, and we want them to know to fret not their self because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. And then we want to go over to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. We're going to go over to Psalm 91. And Psalm 91 is letting them know, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He is their refuge and their fortress, and he is their God. In him will they trust." And they need to know that surely he shall deliver them from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover them with his feathers, and under his wings shall they trust. He is truth. He shall be their shield and their buckler, and they shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flyeth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday." We need to let them know that 1,000 shall fall at their right side and 10,000 at their right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto them. So we need to just share with our children and also let them know that as he was with Moses, so is he with them. And you can find that in Joshua. Joshua 1. Joshua 1. We're going to go to Joshua 1, and then we're going to open the line up. If anyone desires prayer, and you touch and agree in prayer for their children. And it says in Joshua chapter 1, verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. And we want to go over to verse 5. It says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And so we want to go to verse 6 and tell them to be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance of the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. So all they have to do is only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. So we want to share that with our children. We want to share that with our children. And then I wanted to just read this last one because it's telling them to continue to be strong and good courage, of a good courage. And verse 9 said, have not I commanded thee? It asks a question. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wherever thou goest. So we want to just continue to encourage our children that God is with them. They don't have to be afraid. They got to be very strong and courageous, knowing that God is with them wherever they go. And they don't have to be fearful, because we know there's a lot of things that's going on in the world today, but we want them to know that God is with them. So at this time, we know that the word of the Lord is already blessed. The word of the Lord is already blessed. So at this time, if anyone have a prayer request that they would like for us to touch and agree on, you can just come in at this time with your prayer request, if anyone has a prayer request. The line is already open. You don't have to star 6 in. You can just come right in with your prayer request. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Anyone have a prayer request, they can just come right in with it. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Good morning, Sister Rhonda.
Good morning, Mother Judy. How are you this morning? Praise God.
Praise God, I'm blessed. I have a prayer request. I went to see my brother. I was in the nursing home. Got hurt, fell with his head on the ice, and had brain damage. And I went to see Chelsea, and they want me to be his guardian. And but he was supposed to move to New Jersey, and now there's a lot of noise in the background.
Excuse me, if someone has a lot of noise in the background, could you please mute out for us, please? I can't hear the prayer request.
Lifting up in prayer, try to get him to move to New Jersey, that I could get someone on the clock to help take care of him. But they're also a brother.
Who is that again, Mother?
Huh?
I said, who is that again? Because I couldn't hear anything
with
the background noise.
My brother.
Unmuted.
4 years ago.
Muted.
4 or 5 years ago, he's in a nursing home, and he had like a little brain damage, so we couldn't take care of him. And he got his settlement now, and I'm trying to get him out of the nursing home. to bring him here from New York that we could get care for him on the clock because we need a lot of care. But
praise
now
God.
He's fighting me in a way. He don't want to leave New York to come to New Jersey. And my other siblings, them, it seems like, you know, they're not there
okay.
for him like they used to should be. I'm the only
okay.
one really fighting to bring him
okay,
here. So let's pray that things work out.
Okay,
yeah, pray that it works out
up.
In my favor. Yeah.
Yes. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, lifting up Mother Judy and her family. We're lifting up her brother before you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that all things work together for the good of those who love you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that are called according to your purpose, oh, Father God. So we thank you, Lord God, for working the situation out in Mother Judy's favor, Father God, that she wants to take care of her brother, Father God. Allow it to go forth in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord God. We trust you, and we just standing on your word, Lord God, and your promises,
Lord.
Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said that if we will ask anything in your name, Father God, according to your will, Lord God, it will be done unto us, oh Father God. So we thank you in advance, knowing that you will, Lord God, supply all of our every need according to your riches and glory, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen, and we thank God, and we ask, Lord God, that you will keep Mother Judy covered in your blood, Lord God, that she will not stress, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. She will not worry, Father God, because her brother is there, Lord God. Let her know that you are there with him as well, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We do pray. Amen, and thank you, Lord God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Rhonda. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you. Anyone else have any prayer? We're praying for
Amen.
Our children
God.
Today.
Yes, God bless you, Sister Rhonda. This is Evangelist Howard.
Amen.
I just want to send out a general prayer for the children, for the spirit of anger. I just feel
Amen.
In my spirit that we need to come against that spirit of anger. It's
Amen.
Running rapid in our children, you know, they have this anger,
yes.
bitterness, you know, unforgiveness. We just want to pray that, you know, we root out, you know, we get to the root of that, whatever that is that's festering
yes.
them. Amen. We just want to come against that spirit on today. God bless you.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, telling you thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for touching our children, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for removing anger, wrath, Father God, malice, Father God, bitterness, Father God. We thank you for removing everything that's in their heart that is not like you, Father God. Any hurt, Father God, that they have encountered, Father God, that allowed them to become angry, Father God. We ask that you remove it and break it off of their lives, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, soften their hearts today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, soften their hearts, Father God. Whatever they have went through, Lord God, if it was molestation, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If it was parents that was on drugs, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If it was children, Father God, that have been given up for adoption, Father God, we ask that you touch their hearts, Father God. We ask that you fill it with your love, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Whatever the situation is, we ask that you break it off of them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and let your love just rest in them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, Lord God, that your love rest, rule, and abide in their lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are love, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them begin to have love, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, let those that are around them, Lord God, begin to express love to them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever it is, oh God, that they're holding on to, let them begin to let it go, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them begin to let it go, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, know what you can do, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, because you did it for me, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, because you are a merciful God, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, let them know, Lord God, because we are here, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, please, it's all right for us to forgive, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, amen. We thank you, Lord God, because we know it's done, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Anyone else have
unmuted
requests if they want to bring
muted?
You can just come in with the line is not muted and come in with your prayer request at this time.
Praise the Lord, Sister Rhonda.
Praise the Lord.
This is Sister Teresa. How you doing?
All right. God bless you, Sister Teresa.
God bless you too.
Love you.
Love you too. My prayer request is for my one of my nephews. His name is Nicholas. And he is I've put in prayer requests before for him. He has mental challenges and his main issue is his relationship with his mom.
Okay.
And so we had a breakdown this past weekend, and he's in a facility right now, which is really beneficial for him to be in. But they want to they need to make a decision. His mom has to make a decision to go to the courts to force him to take medication. So my prayer request is that God's will be done in my nephew's life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Father God, we lifting up Nicholas to you this morning, Father God. We thanking you, Lord God, that you are with him, never leaving him, never forsaking him, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are in control, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that your will be done for Nicholas' life, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that he is calm, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, wherever he is right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the peace that you have given him, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you are keeping his mother covered in your blood, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her not fear, oh God. Let her not waver, Lord God. Let her not worry, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because he is taken care of well, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are covering him, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, whatever you want to be done, Father God, for Nicholas' life, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because we know it's going to be done, Lord God, in decency and in order, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, we lift you up, Lord God. We know that all things work together for the good of those that love you, Lord God, and that are called according to your purpose, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that it is well, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. And thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
It is well. Thank you, Lord God.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you. God bless you, Sister Rhonda.
God bless you as well. God bless you as well. We have time for one more caller. If you would like to obtain prayer requests today, put in a prayer request today. We have time for one more. Close the line now for today.
Hello, Sister Rhonda. This is Sister White.
Hello, Sister White. I love you. God bless you.
Love you, too. Listen, I'm praying for the bullying to be stopped in all schools. So
amen.
On Facebook, this four-year-old girl in Kalamazoo, Michigan, is being bullied, and nothing is done about
Jesus.
It. So we need to pray for bullying to be stopped in all schools, because people
yes.
are killing themselves. So
Father God, we
pray for bullying.
Amen, amen. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, telling you thank you, Lord God. We thanking you, Lord God, for the bullying to stop in each and every school, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, across every state in the United States of America, across every nation, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, all the bullying that is going on the internet, Father God, on social media, Father God, we ask that you stop it in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it cease, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, because we know that justice will be served, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for those that are doing wrong, Father God. We know that justice will be served, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, that you can touch and remove all bitterness, all evilness from hearts, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just want you to touch the hearts of those that are doing the bullying, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and let them stop, Lord God, and cease from doing whatever they are doing, Lord God, that's not right, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, again, because you are our help, Lord God. You are our strength, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you are keeping us, Lord God, covering us in your blood, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are still protected by you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And because in your words you just told us, Lord God, not to fret because of evildoers, Lord God, because they will be cut down, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we trust in your word, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. They can cut down, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. They can be ceasing from whatever it is that they're doing, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. That's not right in your sight, Father God. So we thanking you, Lord God, for them stopping, oh God, doing what's not right in your sight, Father God, bullying others, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We do pray. Amen, and thank you, Lord God. Thank God. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you so much.
Amen, amen, praise God. We thank all those that joined in with us on the line this morning for our Touch and Agree Week, our mega prayer. Again, mega prayer is brought to you by the Message of Christ Church, where Pastor Sylvia Staples is the pastor for the Message of Christ Church. We ask that you join in and invite others to join in with us every Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock a.m. for our mega prayer by dialing into 641-715-3670, entering the access code of 420123#. You can also reach us by way of website at messageofchrist.net, messageofchrist.net, and you can also contact our ministry by leaving us a text message at 773-609-2071. You can also email us at messageofchrist@yahoo.com. You can mail into the ministry at Message of Christ Church, P.O. Box 390-762, Chicago, Illinois, 60639. We thank you for joining in with us today. We thank you for joining in with us today. Today I am very happy. I am very full. And I just thank and praise God for his spirit being present in my life. And I just thank and praise him for it. I thank and praise God just for being on and being chosen to be a part of mega prayer. I thank and praise God that I take it serious. I thank and praise God that he wakes me up to get up and be on the line on time. I just got to give him praise. So I just thank and praise God for everyone that joined in with us. We do have two upcoming events we want you to mark on your calendar. This upcoming October 8th, 2016, we will be at the Buckle Wicker Park Library, located at 1707 North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. We pray that you join us for our Victorious Women's Conference. Please come out and join us for our Victorious Women's Conference. Please come out. You will be blessed. Come out. Press your way and come out and join us October 8th, 2016 at 12 o'clock noon to 3 o'clock p.m. It's not a long time. 12 o'clock noon to 3 o'clock p.m. at 1707 North Milwaukee Avenue. And then we also want you to mark your calendar for the weekend beginning October 22nd. Second through the 23rd, there will be a church revival, revival for all churches in Cairo, Illinois, where Pastor Jordan has opened up his doors for the Message of Christ Church to be there. And we are praying that if you're in the surrounding areas, you can come with your church. There's a revival going on for the churches on that weekend. So we pray that you all come and be blessed. Again, that's going to be in Cairo, Illinois. We just need you to contact the ministry by texting us at 773-609-2091, and you will receive further information pertaining to the church revival. So, again, we thank you for joining in with us. We love you all here at the Message of Christ Church. Go in peace today in Jesus' name, knowing that God is with you, never leaving you nor forsaking you. Have a great day. I love you all. Be blessed. Bye now. This ends our broadcast.
To stop conference recording, press 1. Your conference recording has stopped.